Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. The tarot card for today is a very playful-looking Five of Wands, and this one is from the Way of the Panda Tarot by Fables Den. And I just have to say this because I'm aware of it. This card is coming up again in 8 days on the 1st, and I don't know if you've listened to my November reading yet or not, the love and finance, but November is an intense month, and the card for the 1st is rather scary looking. But anyway, this one is not, and that could be we have a completely pleasant day on tap. I don't see anything here which is, you know, in any way tense or whatever. You know, we have actually a nice major aspect going on with the Sun trining Saturn. I want to talk about this one for a minute, okay? Maybe I'll even read to you from my calendar of planetary events, because what's going on here is we just had the Sun move into Scorpio. So where does it start? It's 0 degrees. Saturn, as we know, is retrograde, stationing to go direct next week on November the 4th, or whenever that comes. And both at 0 degrees, indicating some form of new beginnings. If you've been putting in the work, whenever Saturn challenges you to learn a lesson, then it could very well be time to reap the rewards. Not all Saturn transits are gloomy and depressing, or stressful even, and this one could be most enjoyable. The Sun tends to put you in the spotlight, showing you favor, and your goals may finally feel as if they are attainable. This is definitely a reap what you sow type of transit, and you are poised to gain marvelous things if you have truly been putting forth the effort. Hopefully this makes all of the hardships you have endured worthwhile, so as to never repeat them again in this lifetime. You have much to teach others, which you have learned through your experiences. I feel overall it's what's setting the tone for the day. You know, Pisces energy is much more sensitive and kind, and we'll see the Moon move into Pisces as well. So, of course, that means the Moon will be conjunct Saturn. The Scorpio Sun will trine the Moon. The Moon will trine Mercury in Scorpio. The Moon will trine Mars in Scorpio. And it will be sextile to Jupiter in Taurus. All favorable aspects, all really wonderful. Now, here's the thing. If it weren't for that Saturn transit, I would say today is probably not an off with the fairies day. Perhaps not a productive one. It's meant more for creativity. And I think that you can do the most with that. And our little pandas really look like they're just enjoying like a not rough and tumble. But yeah, I guess it is considered rough and tumble. But, you know, competitive sport. But they're having a good time at it. Nobody's beating anybody up over this. They're enjoying what they're doing. All of the influences here today are positive ones, and they feel good. And when we have, like I said, all that Pisces energy, people tend to be better behaved, okay? So I don't know where the Moon or anything else is the next time we see this card. But like I said, it's a scary-looking one, and we shall see. But as for today, enjoy it. There's just something about it that feels pretty good. And whatever enjoyment you can derive from the day, accept it, embrace it, and be one with it. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.